Man, if you are a woman who is struggling with sobriety and self-discovery and putting God first in your life, starting over all the things, this is the episode for you. I don't want you to miss this, okay? Because I had Gina here. She's a TEDx speaker, certified massage therapist, and she is somebody who has struggled with alcoholism and was able to overcome that with God in her life. And she's developed a process called the Shine Process, and this is really helping women to reclaim their lives, their voices, their freedom, to really step into who they are and to do it in a sober way. So I cannot wait for you to hear this episode. And if you know someone who needs to hear this type of episode, make sure you share this, okay? Like, share, subscribe, all the things, because we're trying to grow this channel to really reach people in a very purposeful way. All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Gina Kunadian. I'm a women's alcohol-free sobriety coach. I help passionate women break through their alcohol dependency so that way they have clarity, energy, and confidence to learn more about the divinity within them. And I'm so excited to talk to Nina Perez today on Straight Talk. We're going to have an amazing conversation about sobriety and breaking free from alcohol.
What up, y'all? You know, today I have a guest that's going to bring light to a topic that we really do need to talk more about, which is sobriety and self-discovery and starting over. And Gina is here because she's a devoted wife, a mother, a TEDx speaker, certified massage therapist. Look at me, massage therapist, and the inspiring host of Shine Within podcast. Now, as women are going through all of these things, a lot of times we don't talk about this, but she's a women's sobriety coach, and she helps women break free from alcohol dependency and step fully into their God-given potential. I love that, right? Because you guys know I'm a lover of God, and I love to talk about all things God, and especially when you're going through these battles with addiction and things that you think you can't overcome. But she's developed a Shine Process, and it's a transformational blueprint that supports women in reclaiming their lives, their voice, and their freaking freedom. Thank you so much for being here, Gina. I appreciate you. How are you?
Nina, I am so honored to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I am doing absolutely amazing today. Thank you.
I love that answer, girl. We need to be doing that more in our life. So you know what? I know I gave a little bit of your background, but I want to know more about you. So who is Gina anyway? Who are you?
Well, Gina now is a woman with confidence, clarity, and empowerment because of Christ, And I'm going to tell you, before I did not love myself. I was a little girl who was broken, lost, confused, had a lot of trauma growing up, all the wrong relationships. It wasn't until I surrendered to my higher power, God, and wanted help with my addiction, which was alcohol, which was my battle. I was battling alcohol. And sure enough, God came to my rescue. I was in the hospital at first, but this gave me an opportunity to connect with God and to learn more about myself, His love, and the next steps I need to take in my life. So that way I can serve Him and all of mankind and just be who I truly am as a spiritual being. So yes, I'm full of joy and a bunch of laughter and energy. And I am just so happy now. And yes, I just am so blessed to speak to your audience about my journey and what I've went through.
Yeah, you know, because you've been through a lot. And I wanted to touch on that. I want you to tell us how this even started, right? Because you look fairly young. I know that you're a mom, like all these things. So why alcoholism? Like, where did that start? And did you even freaking notice it, right? Because a lot of times with addictions, you don't notice it, or it happens like because of something and you didn't even realize that you did it to soothe or, you know, to avoid or whatever it is. So talk to me about that journey. Where did this begin and why or how?
Yeah, so my very first sip of alcohol, I was 5 years old, hated it. I think it was my uncle's wife at the time because I was like, "What are you drinking?" We were at a family function. She's like, "Oh, you're not gonna like this." I said, "Oh, but what is it? I'm curious." She gave me a sip. It was beer. I hated it, and I told myself, "I will never drink this stuff ever again." Well, alcohol didn't really come into my life until I turned maybe 22 years old. You see, previously, I was partying, going to these underground raves, which are all-night events that are for all ages. And a substance that was passed out was MDMA. And that was my very first substance. And that's what I started using first. And I really enjoyed the environment. I was getting love from people, which I never felt like I loved myself back then. And so I was numbing myself that way. And once I turned 21, 22, that's when I started going to these house clubs, these dance clubs, and just partying and drinking. And I felt my vibration was aligned to the others there. We were having fun. We were giggling, laughing, doing things that we thought we would never do. It was literally liquid courage for myself. And what happened is I actually met my husband at the time. We're no longer married. This was in 2003. Well, he was a DJ, so that was what he was doing, and I fell in love with that. And we got married in 2007, had our first son in 2008. My drinking was at first social, then it became habitual, then it started becoming dependency, where I was drinking a fifth of vodka in order for me to function. Now, this is Yeah, right. So talking about like driving, working, being a mother, just in order for me to feel okay. Because if I didn't drink that day, I'd be very ill, very sick. But the funny thing, Nina, is I never admitted I was an alcoholic until 2014, which I remember my mom picking me up from my house. We're going to go to my brother's for Thanksgiving. And then I remember I partied all night previously, and normally I would have a bottle of alcohol with me, but I would put it inside a Coke bottle, have half Coca-Cola, half vodka, and then hide it that way. Well, I didn't have anything. If I was at my brother's house, feeling so sick, so yummy, I felt like I was dying, really. And I said to my mom, and by the way, she didn't know about my alcoholism to the severity that it was. And I told her, "Mom, I need to have some wine." She said, "Oh, no, you don't." I said, "You don't understand. I need to drink in order for me to be okay." And she didn't get it. She brought me only 4 ounces of red wine at the time. I'm like, "No, this is coming from someone who is drinking a fifth of vodka, those big bottles, right?" And so I said, "No, I need the whole bottle." And that's when I finally admitted I was an alcoholic. And then just the next month in December, I went to rehab and I did the whole 30 days. No alcohol, met wonderful people. The counselors were wonderful. Everyone was wonderful. But guess what I did, Nina? As soon as I graduated from those 30 days, where did I go? I went to the casino and I drank. So that was my first relapse. And then it started doing a ripple effect of relapses and relapses and relapses. And it got to a point where I went to jail because I was becoming, I don't know, I was in a relationship, right? But I was becoming the abuser. I was name calling, pushing, hitting, and being very aggressive. And so he did call the cops and I went to jail. You'd think that would straighten me out, but it didn't. I started drinking again. It wasn't until I became very, very ill, and this was in the year of 2017, that I had severe pain all around my torso, my lower back and lower abdomen, and I couldn't hold anything and everything was coming up. I was vomiting constantly. And I remember being outside a familiar liquor store and I was just crying and crying. And I was like, "God, if you exist, please, I don't want to live like this anymore. I need your help because nothing that I've tried has helped me and I cannot do this alone. I need help." And that's when I went to the hospital 2 weeks later, like I mentioned, and had my alone time with God. And this is where I made the decision to stop drinking. And when no one visited me, by the way, at the hospital, everyone was mad at me. I really had like my alone time. And that was the moment that I went home and there was a bottle of vodka waiting for me in the freezer. I threw it away and I said, "No, no more. This is my ultimate chance to recover with God's grace. And that's what I did. I just changed my life completely.
Wow. You know, I love your story because that's a real story. And I think that people need to understand that they need to give themselves a little bit of grace too, because we end up either hating ourselves or loathing ourselves or being angry with ourselves if we can't do the thing that we're saying we want to do, right? And you've had, I mean, that was years. You're talking about years. This wasn't your story. Of course, you have to condense it in a story, but you're talking about years of ups and downs and backs and forths and struggles and all of that, right? And on top of that, you had a child, right? So what was the effect on your child going through that?
Yeah. So he was maybe about 5 years old. And going back a little bit, it was in 2014 where my husband at the time had enough of my erratic behavior again, because I was so upset and angry. I had so much hatred inside me that it would lash out only to him, not my child, but the child would see the fighting, the cops coming in and out of our house constantly, you know, his dad going to jail. I didn't go to jail at that time. But we were just constantly fighting because we're both drinkers. I mean, I was the heavier drinker, but he was an enabler. He was the ones providing the alcohol. If I said, oh, I want to go ahead and drink, okay, no problem. He would go ahead and get it. And so my son would see these behaviors. And so it got to a point where my husband decided that, you know what, enough is enough. We're not coming home. And that's when I became very depressed and in a suicidal state. And I was texting my best friend at the time. I was like, listen, I don't want to live like this. I want to end all things. And so I said, I want to drink the rest of this wine and then take the rest of this medication, which I was taking Ativan at the time, which was for anxiety, because one of the symptoms you get with drinking, with heavy drinking, is anxiety. And so he took that very seriously, my friend, and decided to call my parents, who then called 911. And I remember very like fuzzy headed, like, okay, where am I? But they sent me to the hospital. And then the doctor there is the one who was like, you know, we're so happy you're alive. And from there, I went to an inpatient program, then outpatient program. But, you know, my son didn't, luckily, he didn't see that part. Yeah. But he did see a lot of the fighting going on. Yeah.
Because, I mean, and that is what happens, right? That is the life of any addict or somebody who's going through a lot of anger issues or, you know, things like that, right? And my kids grew up like that too. There was really no like alcohol addiction or anything, but there was a lot of anger, depression, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of fighting. Like my first son went through a lot of watching his mom getting beat up all the time because of domestic violence type of thing, right? So he saw me, you know, he went through all of that as a little guy, right? And so you know, I can understand that, and I can understand you know, the hardship it is on you too, because you're trying to get out of it, but it's almost like the enemy just keeps pulling you back, right? The devil just keeps pulling you back. And because we don't know, at least that's not what it sounds like for you and for me, like we didn't know enough of the strength and the love of God in a way to transform our life, right? Because it took you to get to the point of, I cannot, like, honestly do this one more day without you, God. Like, one more day, right? It takes that hitting the ground moment for real, for real. Because you hit the ground a couple of times. But even though it hurt, it didn't hurt that much until that day that you were in front of that liquor store. Right? That's amazing. And I'm glad that you called up to God. What made you call out to God, actually? Why God? Like, was he already somewhat a part of your life? Like, what was that?
Well, I was already experiencing the enemy so much to a point where I had, and this may be a little bit too much for the audience, but this is truth and this is straight talk. I had bruises on my body. I would hear growls, literally. And even myself, I felt like I was changing into another entity, something demonic, like seriously. And then people would tell me this too. They would see it in my face, eyes sunken in, just not myself. And that's what led me to jail, is what I was saying. Because those are things that I'm thinking about. Like, I would never, ever think about doing it. And I was just like on my knees, like, Lord, forgive me for my actions, because this wasn't me. And it wasn't me. So I experienced the enemy.
Right.
And if the enemy's there, I know there's love on the mm-hmm. other side. And mm-hmm. I had no choice but to call out to that higher power. Mm-hmm. Now, I grew up knowing about Jesus. You know, I was, as a little girl, I mean, I don't speak Spanish, but my aunt spoke Spanish and she would send me to a Spanish-speaking church. Mm-hmm. I always knew of Jesus, but I never followed Jesus. And then I just knew that there was a love within and beyond me. And I just had to just call out and just to see for myself what would come if I actually called out to God.
I love that so much. And I love for all those who are listening to hear that, because, you know, it's not like you just wake up one day and say, hey, you know, I got this. Most times we need the higher power, a higher power to pull us out. For me, it's God too. It's Jesus as well. And I believe he's the only way, the truth and the light, quite frankly, you know? So, you know, when people say the universe, I'm like, let's not get into semantics, but at the end of the day, it's only Jesus for me. So let's fast forward a little bit, right? Because now you've given your life to the Lord. You've left it all at his feet. What was that like when you realized that you didn't have to drink again? What did that feel like? What was that moment?
Well, first, that brings me to tears practically, because it's very touching, because the Lord did save me, seriously. Yeah. So the moment, and I'm getting goosebumps right now. Yeah. That's the Holy Spirit communicating with me. As soon as I made that decision to become sober, I wanted to go ahead and reach out to a community, a church that would help me, because in 2013, I actually did go to this church. And I remember going inside this church and all of a sudden I was just crying. And I didn't know why. I was crying. And I felt like I needed to repent. And so I really didn't go to church after that. I started going in 2017 to the same church, and I wanted to serve. So I did many things. I started women's Bible study. I joined a group. I started serving children's ministry. I started serving the unhoused friends on the streets. And that's where I actually met my husband, now current husband. Now, let me tell you a little story and the miracles God can truly give you when you put your heart aligned to the Lord. So I was just going to church by myself and I would take my son, you know, and then what happened is there was this prayer box, and every sermon, after the sermon, I would get a card and write a little prayer saying, first off, I would pray for all my loved ones. And then I would say, please, Lord, one day I would love to have a family unit once again. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking 10 years, 20 years from now, but I would just put it in the box, you know. And then the Lord heard me. I can't even say that, tongue twister, because I remember in children's ministry, there was this little boy and he was like the cutest little guy. And he reminded me of my little one, which I actually wind up having another child after my first son. And I was like, oh my goodness, this guy reminds me of my little guy. And I would see his dad come inside and pick him up. I didn't pay attention too much, but I recognized him. And one time in street ministry, I saw his dad there and he was talking to my friend. And so I went ahead and went over there and said, hey guys, how are you doing? And then I said, you know, your son is such a good boy. I truly enjoy him in my class and all this good stuff. And he's, oh, you know my son? I said, yes. And so he wound up adding me on Facebook the next week. And then the following week after that, which is then 2 weeks after that first incident, he messaged me and said, you know what? I notice you have a son that's around my son's age. Let's get the kids together. Mm-hmm. Well, that never happened, mm-hmm. Nina. We wound up having coffee
together.
right? We wound up having coffee. And then on our first outing, we went to a restaurant. We just started sharing what God has done in our lives.
I love it.
Just our testimones. And I was like, this guy is either going to run away because of my story, or he is going to appreciate what God has done and wants to see for himself who Gina is. And that's what happened. And we got married right away because we wanted to move in together. And then, so So yeah, literally we met in August, and September he gave me a ring, and then October we got married officially at the clerk's office, and then February 2020 we got married with witnesses in a church and everything, and it was such a beautiful blessing.
Yeah, I love that so much. So you're going on 5 years.
5 years. That's right.
Yeah. That's amazing. Good for you and congratulations, because that's beautiful. And God is like that, right? So I wanted to talk to you now, because you're actually taking all of this stuff that you've gone through and you developed the SHINE process, right? I want you to talk to us about what that stands for. How it's helping women, because a lot of women have to come to the realization that they have an addiction, right? And so I want you to talk to us about the SHINE process. Let's start there. What is the SHINE process, and how does it help women discover themselves after their addiction or in through their addiction? Talk to us about that.
Beautiful. Yeah. So SHINE actually comes from my mentor. So after I became sober, I didn't like AA, I didn't like the 12-step, didn't work for me, but if it works for you, please keep going. I sought out a mindset coach, and she would always text me, keep shining, keep shining, keep shining. So that word resonated with me. Mm-hmm. And so when I went into business coaching, and the lady there, we were trying to figure out like my whole business, I wanted to create a process. And I thought the SHINE process would be fabulous because it is an acronym that I created. Mm-hmm. So S is for sobriety. H is for healing, I is for inspiration, N is for nurturing, and E is for empowerment. Okay. So I really wanted to serve the women who are the past version of myself, because I know exactly what they're going through. But it's okay. If they're sober curious, I will support you as well. What it is really building, it's a holistic approach, building a life so transformative and loving that alcohol becomes irrelevant, is because you align to your own spirit. I call it the Holy Spirit. Yep. And you align there, and you see changes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I focus on. That's the birth of SHINE Within. Also the podcast itself.
I really love that. So talk to us about what that looks like, right? So somebody's listening right now and realizes that they need the help too, right? What does that look like to work with you? So do they contact you? And I know it's not a one-off, because there's no way in the world that this is a one-off thing. Nothing should be, quite frankly. Nothing should be a one-off, because we all need help and support along the way. So talk to us about what it means to work with Gina.
Well, what it means to work with me is, first, I'm open to a free connect call. I love just to hear your story and where you're at. And everybody is uniquely different, and we all have our own journeys. So whether you're sober curious, or you're in recovery, or or just like, I really just want to change my life, I'm here to support you. I offer one-on-one coaching, and then we focus on the mind, body, and spirit. Mindset for sure. Body, we got to get back into the body again. I'm also a massage therapist, like you mentioned. And so I do a lot of body work as well. I don't work on my clients, because it's mostly, global, virtual.
Right.
But I understand the body, because I went to the National Holistic Institute myself. And then, of course, we're going to get into the spirit. I think that is number one. So we want to connect to the divine being that is within you, and then just change your life.
I love that, right? And that's the thing. Like, I think that we don't realize the strength and the power there is with God's mercy that we wake up every day. And that in waking up every day, that we have decisions we can make that day that can transform everything in our lives. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we think that it has to be maybe a repeat of yesterday or of last week or whatever, but it does not. You literally wake up because God gave you enough grace and mercy to have you wake up the next day. And if you did, there's a reason and a purpose for me. There's a reason and a purpose and a plan for your life. And I feel that we should take advantage of that grace and mercy, in that we say, all right, Lord, we have one more day here. What's up? What am I supposed to do today? How can I make this amazing? What can I do to bring you glory and to impact my life, but those around me as well, right? And so I want to know, for the woman who is listening right now, right? If you can see the woman right now behind this microphone, behind this screen, they're going through some stuff, right? And maybe they feel like super afraid of even calling you or taking the first step or what that even looks like. Because I know that when you are afraid or when you're, or when you don't know if you're ready or good enough or whatever the enough thing is, it's scary. So what would you say to her, that one that's listening right now and is just wondering if she's your past self, Gina? Maybe she's going through some stuff.
Yes, what I would say is step away from whatever you're doing. Have some quiet time. Take 3 deep breaths. And just ask the divine God for guidance. And whether you feel like, you know what, Gina is the right person for me, mm-hmm. or not, you'll get answers. You'll feel it on your body. It's an inner knowing, or you just feel it. It's mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I just know. And then really sit still with yourself. And then you can start journaling your thoughts, maybe your goals, what you want, why you want to be sober, why you want to quit drinking. Mm-hmm. And then just know that, yes, you are worth change. You are worth transformation. And for me, transformation happened when I surrendered. And sometimes it is a surrendering moment, and that can look like anything. Mm-hmm. You know, hands and knees, prayer, quiet moments, whatever aligns to you. Even walks out in nature are so loving and peaceful, because yeah. God is everything everywhere. Yeah. is everything.
Yeah. So tell me about what's next for you. Like, I know I also had saw in your bio that you're a TEDx speaker, right?
Yeah.
Is that something that we can see? Is there a yes. talk out there that we can look at? Okay, tell us about that.
Oh my goodness. So let me just tell you another thing that God has done for me, like miracle after miracle after miracle. So
I love it.
He has blessed me with being a speaker on TEDx. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I've never been on stage. My first experience on stage was at TEDx event. Okay.
That's not scary. Mm-mm, no. Isn't that only millions and millions of people watch TEDx. So it's fine. It's fine.
So I'm going to tell you something personal. Last year in April of 2024, I experienced a miscarriage. I was very devastated and very hurt. And then my husband asked me, how are you feeling? I said, you know what? I have to be grateful because God has other plans for me. I don't know what, but something else is coming my way. Well, sure enough, that same week that had happened, I get a letter in the email saying, Gina, we would like you to apply to speak at our TEDx event. And I'm like, oh my goodness, let me go ahead and throw up somewhere. I was so nervous. But I took that leap of faith, because, you know, faith over fear, because I was scared. I'm not going to lie. I was very scared. But I went ahead, applied, got it. And last July of 2024, I spoke on stage in Port St. Lucie in Florida. It was the most amazing experience. And go ahead and view it on YouTube at the TEDx page.
Okay.
It's called Sobriety, Unlocking Freedom, and then my name. And then I talk about how loving yourself can lead to a successful sobriety. We start to love ourselves.
I love that. Yay, congratulations, Gina.
Thank you.
Awesome. I love that so much. Okay, so what's in the future for Gina now? What are we thinking?
So another way God has blessed me. I swear, when you have a good connection with the Lord, you see things happen.
So good.
So I got pregnant in April this year, so I am now expecting a baby. And
I love it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take time to complete my book.
I was just going to ask, where's the book? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, because I'm going to slow down on the podcast. That one's probably going to be on pause. I'm going to go ahead and coaching will be on pause. And I'm just going to be baby, my other children, and then I'm going to be writing.
Good.
That's what I'm going to do next.
Good. And you should. I think books are still a very powerful way to communicate and to help people move further along, right? I love books. I like reading books. I love it because it's something you can pause in between a page and kind of soak in, right? Yeah. And so I love that you're doing that. Congratulations on the baby, the wabies. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that so much. But I love everything about you, Gina. I love your energy. I love what you're doing in the world. I love that you're bringing bringing God into all of that, because it's so important to us not to separate and pull God away from what we're doing and the amazingness of who he is, right? I mean, it was for a long time I was doing that. I was kind of siloing my business with what my faith was. And I was kind of pulling them apart because I thought, oh, I don't want to offend anybody type of thing. And then I realized, I don't care if you're offended. I love the Lord, period, right? When I came out with the attitude of, I don't care if you're offended, I was very shocked to find a couple of people who were on my podcast say, hey, can you remove me from your podcast list, please? You know, can you take this video out, blah, 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 because I don't align with what you're aligning with. And I'm like, I would absolutely love to pull you off. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because if it's between you and Christ, yeah, goodbye. Okay. See you later. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, good. When something like that happens, I think Nina back in the day probably would have felt rejection and horrible and I'm not good enough and all the things. And now I feel like, oh, I must be on the right track if Christ is so center and forward that you feel offended. You know what I mean? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So I love what you're doing. I'm grateful to God that you're my sister in the Lord, and also that he pulled you from the muck and mire and pulled you up and out. And I'm so grateful for that, Gina, for your life. And I'm grateful for what you're doing. So congratulations on all of your success. I am so excited for you.
Well, thank you, Nina. Yes, a sister in Christ. Yes, I love it. And I was so looking forward to this conversation. I just knew it was going to be amazing. So thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such an honor.
Likewise. So tell us how people can follow you, contact you, watch your, you know, that you already told us about the TEDx, which I'm actually going to go watch as soon as we're done here. So tell me about how people can contact you and talk to you about what they're going through and what they're imagining it would be like to work with you.
Yeah. So if you're interested, just go on my website. It's www.ginakunadin, and that's GinaKunadin.com. And on there, you can go ahead and access a free gift for you. It is actually my six-step blueprint to living an alcohol-free life. And it is the steps that I've taken that I have embraced during my journey that helps me stay sober to this day. And I would love to share that and gift that to you. But yes, you can find me all over social media. Instagram is shine_GinaKunadin. And then just Gina Kunadian. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and TikTok.
Good. Yeah, I'm going to make sure to follow you everywhere because I think we should stay connected. Mm-hmm. I truly enjoyed this conversation and I really am grateful that you came to talk to all the straight talkers. And, you know, I know that this will touch someone. And for those of you who are listening, you know, if you know someone who may be struggling, maybe hasn't said anything, but you've noticed something, or, you know, you think that they may have something, say, hey, I got a great episode for you. Make sure you like and share and subscribe and really share it in a way that is of love, right? Because sometimes people don't want to get thrown in the face with what something they know they're struggling with, but that doesn't mean that you can't share some wisdom. So thank you guys for hanging out with me and Gina. I truly appreciate you guys, like all the likes and all the things that you guys have been doing. I appreciate everything that you do. All right, straight talkers, make sure that you follow Gina. I'm going to list all of her information below. Love you so much. Until next time.